This is Phil Farron. And we are driving around. You may have noticed that the beeping is different. For those who are avid followers of this show, which I think there might be two, the beeping is different because I am in my beloved daughter and my beloved son-in-law's van, and we have the gang here woo-hoo! Today. Woo-hoo! Yeah! My beloved wife, Lynette, is here.
Hello.
My beloved daughter, Elizabeth, is here.
Hello.
My beloved son-in-law, Alan, is here.
Hello, hello, hello.
My beloved granddaughter, Clara, is here.
Hi.
My beloved grandson is here.
Hi.
Asher. Perfect. Yes. No, Asher. Yes, we got that part. I just couldn't remember as I was going there. I'm getting old. You know, I couldn't remember. Couldn't remember whether I was saying names or just doing my standard thing like, hey, buddy. So anyways, we're just going to find a place to drive around a little bit. We'll probably just drive through some subdivisions and that kind of stuff. It is 12 years worth of podcasts today, which just means I don't know when to quit. So that's really all it means. And I'm not saying those are good podcasts or content worth doing, but this is episode 624. And if I remember correctly, on a previous joint podcast where we were celebrating, I found out to my great dismay that, in fact, my son-in-law has not been listening to the podcast.
No.
Yes, I found that out. And he responded. He responded that he would listen to them all after I was dead.
Yes, that was the commitment.
The commitment.
So now it's like the gauntlet was thrown down.
So my goal, I figure if I live into my 90s, I can put down 2,000 podcasts.
I know what we're doing with retirement.
That's right. So then I will have set something for my son-in-law to accomplish.
Yes.
Although
that would be quite the goal.
That would be quite the goal to listen to all 2,000.
To listen to your voice for 20 years after you're gone.
Yes.
Daily,
extract
hourly.
Extract my own form of torture. So I fully expect at some point that someone is going to just really, really get this speech-to-text, or text-to-speech, speech-to-text algorithm all under control, and they will run all the podcasts through that thing, and then they'll publish them, and then there will be great gnashing of teeth, because if it ever got out on all the things I've said on these podcasts, then, you know.
Well, once it's searchable.
Once it's searchable. This is why I never have to worry about becoming famous, because I would get canceled very quickly.
You would be canceled.
Boom. Just wouldn't happen very, very, in very short order. But anyways, as I recall, we did not do a joint podcast last year because we were all just on the front edge of the whole coronavirus thing. And for those of you who do not know, Alan is the lead pastor of Praise Assembly, where we attend church, and obviously his beloved is the Mother Superior there. And
that's the first time I've heard that one. Mother Superior.
Yes. Okay. And so when the COVID thing was hitting, obviously our church, like a lot of churches, was trying to figure out what comes next, how do we handle this, what can we do, and Praise really responded in an amazing way. Some of the groundwork was already there. Jesus was already talking to them, and they really transitioned over very quickly to being able to put together, at first, a recorded online service, but then within just a couple of months, I think June was our first online.
I think we did both for June. Did we record service and stream for June? There was some overlap where we were putting out a pre-recorded online service while we were getting our final ducks in a row to do live stream, and then I can't remember exactly when. July, did we shift over to the
fully? Well, we took a couple weeks back off.
In August.
That was okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember any of it.
It's a blur.
Yeah, it was a blur. But one little interesting tidbit about all of that, this Friday is Leprechaun Day.
Oh.
And I was all, thought I was all set up, and suddenly I realized last night, wait a minute, you don't have a face mask. Because Leprechaun Day was the last day that I had a costume without a face mask. So that would have been mid-March-ish.
Right.
And then the face mask, then they started recommending them.
Right.
I have a bright green one.
Oh, good. Because I got some black ones from Walmart, and I've got some extra gold that I can cut off another thing.
I've got a bright green one.
All right, I'll take a look at it. We'll see, we'll see, we'll see, we'll see. I actually went by Walmart to see if they had any, like, St. Patrick's Day.
You'd think.
You really would. They said they had St. Patrick's Day stuff, but I didn't really see where it was, and the app didn't tell me. So, anyways.
Well, we were in great mourning last year that we were unable to participate in the annual podcast.
That is okay.
But we have grieved.
Yes.
And have moved on.
And have good. I'm glad because it's important to move on. So, usually these podcasts are just kind of a time to kind of reflect a little bit and get a little feeling as to, you know, what's gone on in the last year and how we felt about the last year and what's different between last year and this year and all that kind of stuff.
How long is this podcast?
Yeah, this has been a year. It has been a year. So I can start off, but my little recitation might be a little different than some of the other ones. So, Alan, how has your year been?
Oh, it's been great. I don't know. This has probably been one of the best years that I have had as a pastor of praise. So,
care to elaborate?
Nope.
Yeah, Liz.
I'm a closet introvert, so all the staying at home and not having to go anywhere and all the days of, you know, I mean, there was lots of hustle, for church stuff, but then, like, you kind of get the stuff tidied away for the weekend, and then it's like, there's just nothing on the calendar, so you don't have to think about, you know, what do we have going on, because, you know, it's nothing.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed that, that time last year. You know, it was different. And maybe I shouldn't speak to this. Maybe I should let the children speak for themselves. But that was a whole interesting thing where the kids were home for the spring, you know, doing school at home. And then it's been interesting for the first half of this last school year and what all that has looked like. But overall, I think it's been good.
I think we identified, you know, opportunities for us to, as a family, make some shifts.
Right.
You know, certain things that you don't realize how close you are to redlining.
Mm. Right.
Until you get knocked out of the normal, kids go to school 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. And so when that happens, all of a sudden you realize, okay, so maybe our pattern previously was closer to redline. We thought we had plenty of margin. We find out that we actually didn't. And so, you know, even through that process, we're going to be making some shifts here in the next few months. And so, I mean, hopefully from that, then we can create some additional margin for the family. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, Clara, how has your last year been?
Strange.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of weird staying home from school, wasn't it?
There were some good things, though, weren't there?
Well, like, whenever we got to play with us.
So, while we were on lockdown, the Lord had kind of maneuvered things so that the kids' best friends were living right next door.
Yeah.
So, during that whole time, they you know, they'd do their little online school and then they'd run outside and play with their friends all afternoon long. So, you know, it like really couldn't it, have been any that, better than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that, and that was, it was so lovely. It was just so lovely. We'd walk outside and we'd hear kids cackling and running around. Sometimes hollering. But that was okay, you know? It was all the dynamics of life. That sometimes everything isn't just all sweet and kindness. Sometimes it's there's a little bit of discussion. There was discussion. So, Asher, how was your year?
Asher.
Good. Good. How was school?
Do you prefer doing school online or in person?
No.
In person.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, next, after spring break's this coming week, and after that, they go back to 5 days a week.
Okay, everybody's going back. So we'll see where that goes. So, sweetie, how was your year?
Well, the closet introvert sitting in this seat behind me learned it. From me. I honestly didn't mind the sequestering at all of quarantine. I enjoyed just staying home. And we were fortunate at the church to be able to work from home. Mm-hmm. So we did our staff meeting over Zoom. You know, we stayed in touch with each other. We had a thing at church where we had a whole bunch of volunteers who would call like 10 people in the church that they were assigned every week just to check in on them. And so I think through that, it really helped the church stay together, you know, as a family and as a group. Mm-hmm. And so it was good that we could work from home, and I enjoyed being home. Mm-hmm. And then I had a job shift. Now the leader of the care ministries at church.
But she is absolutely killing it at. Mm-hmm.
Good.
And I'm loving it. Really.
Yeah, that's, you know, Mom and I have talked about that. That is such a vital ministry,
yeah.
And it's boots on the ground. I mean, it's just right down. You know, it's so
right down there with people right in their moment of
right in the moment.
Greatest need. And
yeah. Such an opportunity, and it's such a good opportunity to just cut through all the noise of what can be the whole ecclesiastical environment and, you know, buildings and procedures and policies and all that kind of stuff, and it's just like so I think this is just all just going to get better. So I think it's going to be an amazing thing. From my perspective, I felt like, you know, Liz and Alan had just killed it this year as well, staying nimble, responding to all the different things, keeping a steady hand on what was happening at Praise. And of course, then the people at Praise have just done amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, in terms of hanging in there with the church, in terms of supporting the church financially,
yes.
You know, sometimes there's a kind of common rule that if people aren't in the building, that they aren't going to get their money to you somehow.
Yeah, right.
And that's always a concern for pastors when they have to call it for weather or anything like that. But, you know, we saw in our vision meeting that all the people just hung in there. So,
yeah.
I mean, and that's a really amazing thing.
It is.
So,
I had an interesting spring. With my hands.
Yes, or, yes, that was.
that was a year ago now.
Almost,
ago?
April 5th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Got attacked by a dog, tore both hands pretty good. I've mostly recovered, still not complete feeling in my thumb, one of my thumbs, and grip strength never returned like it was, but other than that, I'm recovered.
Yeah, and we settled into quite a ritual there for a while.
Oh, man.
Because it had gotten infected, so then we had to go in. It had sealed up and didn't get all of the infection out of it, and so then it started swelling, and So then it had to be cut back open, and then the wounds had to be packed and unpacked and packed and unpacked and packed. And I mean,
twice a day.
Yeah, we had a little ritual that we went through, and you know, I kind of tried to do at the beginning, and that got to the place where she said, "I'll do it." I said, "Okay." And so then I'd just sit there and say, "You're doing great. You're doing great." I would bring all the supplies. Here we go. You're doing fabulous.
And then he would wrap my hands for me every time.
So, but that's okay. We made it through step at a time. Step at a time.
So how about you and work?
You know, I have told people, and I've said this on the podcast, that 2020 was just a spectacular year. Some people have looked at me when I've told them that at breakfast. They've just looked at me like, "What are you talking about?" And I just last week, my friends were coming a little later than I normally do, and so I had some other friends that were at the restaurant. They come every week, and so I dropped in a little early because I knew I could just, you know, and sure enough, come sit with us. We can talk. So we were talking, and when I mentioned that I thought 2020 had just been a spectacular year, you know, they said, "Well, how so?" I said, "Well, it's interesting because it was about this time. It was about this time that I had been doing the costumes, and it had started out once a quarter. And then it had kind of morphed, because I was getting such good response from it, it had kind of morphed into about once a month or so. And I was seeing how people were responding. And as I had started to move into this time frame, it felt like the level of anxiety was just higher in the stores, in the people I was meeting. And it felt like the response to the costumes was such that it was worthwhile because it gave people a distraction. There was, last year, it was sometime around this time, it was perhaps a couple of weeks later than this, it might have been into April-ish, where I had gone in and done the thing, and I saw on Facebook that someone had commented on one of the videos that I had put up, and in essence they had said, you know, this time has been so stressful for us, and it's just, this was a Walmart employee, so they were just going like crazy dealing with toilet paper shortages.
Right.
You know, I was watching the video again, and the bit evolved last year with Leprechaun Day. Because everybody was saying, you know, instead of having a pot of gold as a leprechaun, you really need a pot of toilet paper is what you need, because apparently it's more valuable than gold. But one of the workers had said, you know, it's been such a stressful time for us, and we've been struggling to keep up, and there's been long hours and all that kind of thing. But she said, Phil walked in today, and she said, just for a moment, everything felt normal again. And it was those types of experiences that I decided, you know, with just a little effort, you could start doing this every week. And there were so many times last year when I was, and then I decided, well, you know, if I buy costumes, that's one thing, but I could make some of my own, you know, I mean, because, you know, I don't have enough to do. So and there were plenty of times in some of those costumes. I think the first big one that I wasn't sure I was going to make was Paper Bag Day, you know, and there were those moments when you just think, this is not going to work. And then you just see it unfold, and you see that happening over and over again, and you just have these just quiet ideas of a whisper, and then it just blossoms out and goes, and you know, you work in a job, you're trying to write 2 450-page books a year, and then you're doing these costumes, and you're building these costumes, and yet everything just sets up, and it just works out. And you see that happening over and over and over again, and it is a matter of putting yourself in a place where it looks like it's impossible, and then it just keeps working out. And that you know, having the possibility of that experience over and over again. And then, you know, the writing's going fine. That was one thing that we talked about last week as well. You know, one, the guy at the table, he said, so what has this done to your writing schedule? And I said, with all these costumes, and I said, it hasn't done anything at all. And he looked at me like, what? I said, he said, when do you sleep? I said, well, I figured out that I kind of have a slot between 9 and 11 in the evenings. And that was kind of like free time. So, you know, I could like cut back a little bit on the sleep, get a couple extra hours. He was just shaking his head. But then these just stunningly spectacular moments happen. And I've told this story bunches of times, but I just love the story. It was Absurdity Day, and I had made this crazy princess slash flamingo costume out of... I had ordered 6 bolts, and each bolt had 40 yards of tulle on it, and I went through 5.5 bolts. So however many yards that is. And just crazy costume. And this lady walks up to me as I'm walking out of Walmart, and she said, I just had all my hair cut off because I'm starting chemo and you have made my day. And it's just like, score. You know, just score. And by the time it's all said and done, we're holding hands and standing by the registers and praying for strength and health and guidance for the journey. And, you know, so yeah, it's been a spectacular year. And we'll see, you know, we'll just see what happens from here. So it's been good. And it's amazing because all of the things that we thought were coming last March, I mean, if you think back, I'm sure all of our minds were just going through all sorts of permutations. Mm-hmm. As to what might happen, where we might end up. You know, we're a year later now, and not so bad. You know, I started telling people this last year that our flesh is always, always going to try to camp on to whatever our greatest fear is, and convince us that the worst outcome is going to come from that greatest fear. It always is.
Yeah.
I was on a walk with a buddy weeks ago, months ago now, and he was talking about being worried that he was going to lose his job. I'm going to lose my job, and then I don't know how I'm going to support my family. And I just said, you know, your flesh is always, always going to try to get you to focus on the worst possible outcome, but you have no idea if that's going to happen, and your flesh has no idea that's going to happen. All it's doing is trying to torment you. Mm-hmm. So my new tactic is I just stop at that point when that comes up, and then I imagine what's the best possible outcome that could happen for this. And I said to my friend, for instance, you might be made CEO of the company. And he laughed. And he said, well, I don't think that's going to happen. I said, you don't know with any more certainty if that's going to happen versus getting fired from your job.
Right.
And I said, the truth of the matter is it's probably going to be somewhere between those two things. Mm-hmm. And you have no idea where it's going to be between those two things. So you might as well just put one foot in front of the other. And then we'll just see how it works out. As far as I know, he still has his job. So, you know, he's still puttering along. His miracle babies are growing, getting stronger every day. I mean, God is good. All is well. All is well.
Well, one bad but good thing that happened this year, during this time, my mom did fall and break her kneecap, which was a bad thing. But we brought her to our house to recuperate, and she was with us for 3 months, 4 months, something like that. And we just had a lovely time, and she was there over the holidays, and it was a very nice time. And you know, we were mainly home because of COVID, and so keeping her safe was a big priority.
Right.
And she just turned 88 though, but she's back home driving, and she's very independent, lives independently, and so that was good because She is 88. Mm-hmm. Don't know how many more years I have with her. So yep. That was just a lovely time of memories. The sad part is that when she left, my dishes quit magically jumping into the dishwasher.
It's amazing.
And all of a sudden, the cabinets, they quit self-cleaning and a few things like that. I didn't enjoy that part of it at all.
And you all got another dog
we
this
got a
last
puppy.
Year.
Yep.
Sure did. Well, yeah.
She gave us COVID.
Little Rosie.
Rosie.
Little Rosie.
Well, we don't know for sure.
So, our other dog is named Ginger. And so we wanted to stay with the theme, so we went with Rosemary.
Yep.
But then we shortened to Rosie, which also leads us to Rosie Posey, which seemed appropriate for a pandemic.
So yes, yes.
She is our pandemic puppy. And we love her very much. And she may have possibly brought something to our home when she moved in with us.
Oh.
She had some kind of cough.
Oh, oh. So,
and that was right around the time when Alan got COVID. So... it's possible.
It's,
we don't really tell people that.
That's right, right.
But there's a legitimate chance. They do say that dogs get it.
Yeah. Oh, so. They do. Yeah. I hadn't heard that. And you can get it from dogs. It's that zoonotic? Wow.
They've said.
Wow.
Well, at least when we got the dog, they were talking about that.
Well,
so
there you go.
They picked up something.
That was the vector. So. Oh, man. Yeah.
A good year.
Yeah.
It was.
I thought it was too. I think this coming year, I know one of, I actually have two goals in this coming year. One of them is to learn to take cold showers. Although I have to say, I'm 3 months into this New Year's resolution. I ain't got it yet. I'm not even working on it at this point because I'm working on National Button Week right now. And
all your cold shower time
is buttons.
Only so much room in the brain.
Right. I'm 400 buttons into it at this point. So, and I still have more buttons to go.
So is this the last new costume?
No.
Oh.
No.
We're getting close, right, to having one for
well,
every
we
week?
Are,
or
but
are
then,
you starting to replace things?
Well, sometimes like better holidays come up. So, like, I just discovered there's a dance like a chicken holiday. Whoop, whoop. And I discovered there's a talk like Shakespeare holiday.
Oh.
Yeah. So I thought, as long as it's talk like Shakespeare, I could make myself an Edwardian French king outfit.
Oh.
I checked into buying one, but those suckers are like $2,000. I'm looking at it thinking, I can make that. So, yeah, so that's what's happening now. It's just like National Button Week. I didn't realize there was a National Button Week, and I had an opening on the calendar. But, yeah, so I got to get back to that cold shower thing. But the other thing that happened earlier this year that I think means it's just going to be a spectacular year is I finally decided it was time to get with the program and stop just saying, well, you know, we need to live like the fruit of the spirit, you know, love, joy, peace, that one and the rest of them. Because I thought, this is dumb. I'm 62 years old, been in the way for decades, and I can't off the top of my head recite the fruit of the spirit. If I can't recite them, I probably don't have them in the forefront of my mind. So I've
Claire's
been working
got
them. You got them, Clara?
I think.
Love, joy, peace. Patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
That's see, you bad. Can.
Yeah.
He's working
on it. Well, that's because
it.
I've been working on it for 2 weeks. And I've been telling my peoples, look, we got to get with the program here. You know, we got to stop this being bantered about and getting into arguments over politics and all that kind of stuff. Our whole life needs to focus down on those things. And if something is going on in your heart and in your life and you can't put it in one of those categories, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, you need to stop doing that. It is the wrong thing. That's not what you need to be focusing on. So, and I've already noticed a difference in my life. just from, you know, bringing that to the forefront. And so that's my New Year's resolutions.
I saw a church sign today. It wasn't anything new. I'd seen, you know, heard this before, but it just said, love everybody. I'll sort them out later, God.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. Anybody else got big new plans for the year?
I think we're about to get a check for $5,600.
I know. That is like after you got a check for $2,400, and then after you got a check, what was the other one?
I don't even know. What am I going to do with $5,600? I mean, I'm going to tithe.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But I mean, like, what are you going to do with that?
I'm putting mine in the costume fund.
I can get my wedding ring repaired.
I think I'm going to put mine in the stock market.
There you go.
Although I think there's a crash coming now.
Yeah. You know, that's, I just, you know, really buy and hold. Just buy and hold. Because you can ride the waves 1,000 times right, and all you need is one mistake.
Yeah.
And then it's over. Because if I had done what I was supposed to do, I would have 33 Bitcoin at this point for $2,500. I would have 33 Bitcoin, and they would be worth $1.6 million. Oh, man. Yeah.
God is our source.
Oh, yeah.
God is our source.
Yes. I'm not, you know, that's just fine. I mean, it's that's one of the things that's just amazing. We're going to get net on Medicare in another 11 months here. I'm going on Medicare in another 18 months after that. I mean, things are coasting now, so.
I'm saving up stuff to get done after I get on Medicare.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just hang on.
Yep, we get this done.
Just one.
Anyways, anybody else got big new plans for the year?
Well, not new plans, but no. The other big change in our life last year was the old Tesla.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Liz and Alan got a Tesla. It's getting close for me, but not yet.
Oh, but we've been renting it out, too, so that's an interesting experience. So.
Yeah.
It's out this week. Out next week.
Wow. Out all week?
Yeah.
Tuesday through Friday this week.
I didn't know it was like out all the week. Yeah. If you need
longer
an extra
renters, so that's good.
Yeah, that is good. If you need an extra car and I'm home all day, you can just grab the Lincoln.
Well, yeah, I mean,
what we've learned is we really only need one vehicle.
Pretty much use one at a time, so.
Yeah. Well.
Well, Liz works from home and
right.
And we work together some.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's good.
There are rare occasions where it would be nice to have
the big change for us in the coming year is that our beloved daughter is going to middle school.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So that's going to be a big one.
That is a big one. And this is just an amazing time of life. Mm-hmm. Moving into all these things is just glorious and amazing. So that'll be exciting.
Yes. It's going to be good.
Yeah. It will be. Well, I know that God has been awfully kind and awfully good this year to all of us. So, and there just have been so many, many times in this past year where, you know, there has been a word, there's been a whisper, there's been a direction, there's been just today, I'm deploying some stuff that I'm testing out the deployment on some stuff that is going to be shot out on Monday. It's not critical, not a crisis. I'm getting ready to deploy this stuff to the staging server, and this little whisper says, you know, you should really look at that yearly list again and the editing for it. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'll do that after I get it deployed. Had a few little hiccups getting it deployed. That was my fault. I go in to test it. It is not working at all. I'm like, what? I thought I tested this. So, but I, as it turned out, I had an opening in my schedule several hours. And there was that initial, you know, from the flesh, like, you tested this, what's wrong with this thing? But then it was just like, you know what, it's all going to work out. And so I got in, made the corrections that needed to be made, made the updates, found some other things that needed done. About the time that tails off, then the other stuff starts coming in. I mean, you just make the transition, you pivot. But, I mean, that really has been indicative of the entire year. It's just been spectacular. You know, those whispers, keeping your spirit quiet enough. Quiet enough to where you can hear and you just move with Him. So, it's going to be an exciting year, I can tell you that. Lots of interesting things happening up at the governmental level and at the technology level and at the artificial intelligence level and all those things. But, you know what? It's just going to be fine. So... anybody else have anything that they want to say before we wrap this podcast up? No. There's great silence. Well, say goodbye, Asher.
Bye.
Say goodbye, Clara.
Bye.
Say goodbye, Alan.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Liz.
Bye.
Say goodbye, Lynette.
Bye.
And we will see you next week with another exciting podcast. I actually had made some notes just in case I needed notes, and I'm trying to remember what the notes were about, because it was, oh, it was Bitcoin. That's right. It was Bitcoin and energy. The amount of energy it takes to make Bitcoin. This is Phil Farron with the family, and we are done driving around.